Ain't no going back. No, oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know who it is? It's Daniel again with God Is My God Is My Judge podcast. Oh, my goodness. But it's funny because it's always funny to me anyways, because that's the life I live. But, you know, I really want to play this song, right? I really do. But the song just came out, and unfortunately, it doesn't have an instrumental. Well, not yet anyways. Which, I think it's an instrumental from another song, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, I need to express it. I need to share it. Because this is part two of this year's blessings episode. And if you are ready, tune in, get ready, buckle up, hold on to your hats, and grab a snack, because it's going to be a long-ass ride. It's going to be a bumpy-ass ride. But you know what the best part about it? You'll be satisfied and happy at the end. And that's all that matters, right? But no, seriously, in a serious note here, Never Enough by Scooty Wop. Scooty, Scooty, Scooty. Deadass. I am not playing. And it's so funny. I think of, like, where do people come up with names? Where do people think of this? Or, you know, doesn't matter. I realize it sometimes. It doesn't matter. Because just like the song sometimes, it's never enough. It doesn't matter what you do and what you say, how it's done. Sometimes it's just never enough. That's why we have to keep moving forward. That's why we have to... It's not the idea of pretend that we didn't hear it or we ignore it and pretend that it wasn't said, right? Yeah, we can do all of that. But at the end of the day, yeah, we got to just move on from that. We have to let that go. We have to understand, okay, not everybody is going to like you or be around you or appreciate you or acknowledge you. I mean, all of those things. And it was so funny again where I was at work, my old job that I recently have left. I was talking to a coworker, and we left, like, we were leaving work around about 9-10 o'clock that night, and I think we were both in the office at the time. I think it was, like, you know, like 8:45 or something, like 9:45 at night, like, you know, like 5-10 minutes before we were about to both head out for the night, right? And of course, I'm not going to mention names unless, you know, I have a problem. But this person, you know, this coworker, came into the office while I was hanging out. And I don't know. Maybe this is just me. This is how I think, right? But I came into the office to, like, get away, right? I came into the office to, like, not deal with people, right? Because if I've been there since 1 o'clock all day, and I'm leaving at 9, 10 o'clock, and I got 10, 15 minutes left, why the hell am I dealing with more people? Like, I'm all set, you know, I'm all set. But I understand that, like, just as much as he went through his day and he wants to relax, I guess he's going to do it the same thing at the same time. So it's just like, you know, great minds think alike, I guess. You know what I mean? So, like, I guess I can't be mad. Let's just put it that way, right? You can't be upset, right? Whatever, that someone's, quote-unquote, invading your space that you're occupying, right? We just get irritated that people are around sometimes, right? Okay. So I took it as, like, oh, this is the time to, like, let it be, right? Because if I get up and walk away, then he's just going to obviously know and take it as, oh, did I do something? Does this guy not like me? And I had no problem with the guy, okay? I'm going to be real. I have no problem with this guy, okay? All right. when I say I'm just chilling on my phone, waiting for the day to end, and this dude is coming in and asking like a million fucking questions, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna give you the most energetic answer, right? I'm not gonna give you like the Daniel answer, I guess, you know, the Daniel special, right? Right? That's what I guess that it is, right? Because I'm good. I'm good, right? This is me. This is just me. And there's no disrespect to the person, right? Of course. But he's over here, like, asking questions, you know, trying to, like, I guess he's just being polite, right? He's being nice. All right, I guess that's just the way to look at it, right? And to take it, right? But that's not how I fucking took it. I took it as this motherfucker trying to be nosy. This motherfucker asking questions because we're only alone. Because I'm like, how I read it is that we work all day together, right? And this is not the first time, but let's just say this is the second time we've had a conversation throughout this whole entire day. So the first conversation is saying hi when we both walk in, you know, interacting, you know, the how are you type of thing, the small talk type of shit, right? And then it's at the end of the day where he feels like he wants to go ahead and thinks that's the time to talk to me. And I'm like, you know, like I said, I don't know the guy, so I can't really, like, I don't have a problem with the guy either, so I can't really, like, do or say much, you know, besides answer the question, right? If it's not a question that I don't feel comfortable with, then I understand, but like, it's just a generic basic question, you know, where it leads to, you know, him wanting to know more information, you know, wanting to know more knowledge, right? And I'm like, okay, that's cool, that's understandable, right? And I guess I'll play the game, right? I'm not going to give the special, but I play the game, right? So I'll feed into the conversation. I'm talking, you know, we're doing guy talk, right? I guess you want to say, right? But it led to a conversation that I thought was very interesting, right? It felt like, I guess if to me, no matter what I said, no matter what I did, it was never enough. And I'm looking at it wrong, but I guess hear me out, right? We're talking, and it got to a point where we're talking about, like, interacting with people. I don't know how we got there. I don't know what question we asked, but I swear he asked certain questions to not, like, get in my head, like, in that way, but like he wanted to see my thought process to see how I moved, and I could see it. I could tell. Only reason I say that is because every time I did something or I would be doing something, I'm being watched by him. And I know it sounds crazy, but like not like that where I'm like, oh yeah, he's looking at like binoculars watching me. No. You know, we're all casually in the house. We're all working. We're all doing, you know, a program and activities with kids that, while I'm doing a program, I'm being watched doing the program. So I'm just like, okay, so are you like watching the actions that I do? Are you just trying to see how I do things? Or is it the energy I'm giving? You know what I mean? Or it's like, or is it none of that and you're just hating, right? You're just hating and now you gotta ask me, how do you do it, right? Because there's only two ways, or in my opinion, two ways to look at someone or to take in something. And I hate to say it, to make it black and white, it's always good or bad, right? It's to make it generic that way is either good or bad, right? So he says to me, right? And we're talking, yeah, you know, this job, blah blah blah, it's draining, like, you know, we all wear a mask. Something along those lines, right? And you know, I'm like, in my head, and it's so funny because I've talked about this in previous episodes about wearing a mask and needing to have a mask, what, how many masks you wear, when to take off the mask, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, I really think about it. Excuse me. He's like, yeah, we all wear masks, you know, like even when we come into work right here, like we all wear a mask. I looked at him. I broke my neck. Looked at him and said, I don't. He was shocked that I even said that. Shocked. I was like, why are you shocked? In my head, I'm like, why are you shocked? He's like, oh, so like, this is what he says. So you're the same way you are here, you are like outside of here? I'm like, yes, yes. Why should I be any different than I am here than I am outside of work, or I am outside of work than I am here? Like, that's just the person I am. I'm starting to just realize that I'm an always type of person. Like, that is just instilled in me. That is, it's not an Aries thing either. It is just a Daniel Parker thing. I don't know. Like, I'm an always type of person. And I'm not saying that, like, there's not people out there that who aren't always doing it, always on top of things, always, always, always. No, I'm not saying that. Of course, there's plenty of people out there, right? But I'm just starting to realize that I'm a more always type of person than I realized, than more people than I've even experienced or witnessed or, you know, interacted with. So then it just makes me think, I'm like, oh, wow. I'm constantly always on that. And that's what I realized. That shit is draining. Like, that shit's draining. Your energy is out there at all times, 24/7, being exposed, right? Like, no wonder why I feel like shit half the day. Half the time, why I get through waves of emotions, going through waves of things in my thoughts, where it's like, that's not me, bro. That's not me. It's what I'm going through. It's what I'm going through. It's what I'm around. Is that being attached, right? And that's why I don't let those people win. I don't let those people win, because that's that negative stuff that starts to circle around you and be around you. And then that's when you start to build that wall around you and build it up. And now you're so closed in that you feel like you're suffocating and you can't get out. When you're the one who built it. You're the one with the blueprints. You're the one who got yourself in, so you should be able to get yourself out. That's the one thing I realized with people. Well, of course, not one thing, but one of the things that I realized, that people are always willing to take the risk, right? Wanting to take the risk, willing to see where they'll get and how far they'll get, but they never think about how they're going to get out. They never think about how they're going to get back. They never think about the after, right? And that's what I'm thinking. How I view it as, those are the people who view the glass half full. Because if you viewed it as half empty, you would know that you don't have all the pieces enough, all the parts. That there's still a part, piece missing. And it's either that you are the missing piece, or you need to find the missing piece, right? And the missing piece, and sometimes in everybody's strategy, is how are you going to get back? So you just ruined what you just ruined. You sabotaged what you just sabotaged. You burned the bridge you wanted to burn. How are you going to get back? If you wanted to. Let's just put, right? Okay, let's just start there, right? If you wanted to come back, how would you? You can't. You don't know how. But if you're willing to come back and find the will to come back, you'll find the way to come back, right? Okay. But if you don't want to come back and you never thought about coming back, then yeah, leave it all behind. Let it all go. Why even think back? Why even look into the rearview mirror? Because you're going to have any slight, any doubt, any regret sometimes of thought that you should maybe go back, or am I even making the right decision? You're going to start to question yourself. Yeah, bro, we don't want to question ourselves anymore. We want to build ourselves up. We want to build ourselves higher. We want to feel higher, right? These are the steps to build ourselves higher. And we think that it's material things, or we think that it's social media. We think it's, you know, all these devices. And like, no, bro, like it makes me angry. I feel like I'd be going crazy, like trying to like figure it out, you know. Or like, sorry, I lost my train of thought. So I was like, I swear I jumped. And I'm like, damn, that's not what I wanted to say. But, you know, what I'm getting at is, in human nature, it is in our human nature that nothing sometimes is ever enough. That's why we need God, why we need a Lord, why we need to have a Savior, right? Or we will always feel like we're missing something, or we're not fully complete. And even if we get to that completeness and we throw everything away to get to where we want, is that what we want? Is that what we wanted to get to? Because just as much as we wanted that, that might not be the reality you want to live in. That might not even be the reality that we end up witnessing or experiencing, right? So, I always start to think, and then it makes me feel like, wow, I'm going based off my own understanding. I'm going based off what I see, what I know, and whatever. So that to me is comparing, right? I'm going based off what other people are doing, so I have to feel like I have to do that. No, why do we feel like we have to do that? What was it said? Whatever we do, we have to do it with the glorified of God, the glory of God, right? Because if we don't, we feel like it's not enough. It feels like, and if we do, no one else will be able to compete to that or amount to that enoughness that we put out there. That's why we need to love. Learn to love. Learn to love love, you know? I know it sounds crazy. I know it's easier said than done. Excuse me, right? And it's so funny because I'm looking at my phone and my reflective app says, forget about style, worry about results. And it's, I feel like that's part of what I'm almost getting at, right? Forget about the in-between part of what we think we believe that we know, that that's what we want, right? That's what we get to, right? What we strive for. But when we get the result, oh, that's not what, it's like, that's not, oh, it's not giving, it's not it, it's not what you quote-unquote expected, right? So now, we start to question. Like, it's just in our human nature, right? But if we believe, we continue to build that faith and know that God is just enough. God will always be enough. God will always show the result. God will always bring us back to our selves. It's what we need. It's what we need. But I hate to say it, it's not like we have a book for it. Oh man, do we? Oh shit, we do. It's called the Bible. And I know I'm sounding so sarcastic right now, but I'm really not trying to, because I'm getting choked up. I guess I'm on the verge of getting somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere, right? I started to read the Bible more. I know, like crazy. But once I started to read the Bible more, and it's not the Bible app. No. I started to add to the Bible app. I added to it, okay? Because we need more. Sometimes what we have isn't enough, right? We just think it's just never enough, right? That's when we need to find the more. Define what we need for ourselves in our lives, you know? So I downloaded the Bible chat. The Bible, like the AI Bible chat kind of thing, right? And I have to admit, it's what I've been looking for. It's been kind of in a way where I kind of just ask a basic question and I want a Bible verse. that will tell me or give me that kind of comfort, that realization is God is right. I do have it here. I am following his understanding. He is right. I don't know why I'm looking the other way, why I'm looking at the other fence, why I'm looking at other people. You know? So, don't feel like it's never enough. Because what we really have within ourselves is everything. We just don't believe we do. We don't think we do, right? And as I'm looking up the lyrics here, oh, did not mean to click that one, which I, unfortunately I cannot. I guess I would leave it off with this and saying thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for existing. Thank you for believing. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Right? And I'll leave it off with this quote. This motivational quote by Nitva Prakash. I'm sorry if I butchered her name. I'm sorry. Good relationships don't just happen. They take time, patience, and two people getting through all the hard times together. Let's read that one more time. Good relationships just don't happen. They take time. Patience. Practice patience. And two people getting through all hard times together. So, let's just use God as this example right now, right? To have a good relationship, they just don't happen. God makes it happen, right? Because that's what God has his power. But we have the other side. We have the other half of the cup that we need to make happen to make it a good relationship, right? And that takes time. People do not realize that. Some people think like, oh, I've been doing this for a whole year, 2 years, 3 years. Yo, I'm starting to realize that does not matter. I'm starting to pick up on that does not matter. To get there, to feel that, is it endless? It's supposed to feel endless, but it's supposed to feel natural. It's not supposed to feel like it takes work, but it takes work because you're going through the hard times together. So once you guys get through the hard times together with your God, with your Lord, with your prayers, you feel better. You feel lighter. You feel the weight off your shoulders. And feel like you actually are empowered and feel like you have a actual, genuine, strong relationship. That's what people strive for. That's what we need in our life. Is connections, right? But that connection with God is the most powerful and most uplifting thing that you can take that no one will be able to take away from you. Build that. Use that. Follow that. Because that's what he wants. That's what we want. We'll see how beautiful that becomes, manifesting it for our years to come, our days to come, months to come, right? So don't give up. Don't stop trying. If it seems like it's so hard, take a break. But if you're right there, then hang on. Just hang on. Because you really are right there. You just don't believe you're right there. But God does. And if... and he's pretty much saying, are we going to let it go and move on? Or are we going to be sitting in our pity in our bed and we're going to mope around and complain and look at everybody on social media and think and blah blah blah, and use that mindset to continue to drown ourselves, right, in this pity. And then we get others to be in our pity with us and try to bring us down. When do we say enough is enough for that? When do we let that go? When do we say it's our time to use our good for good, not our good for bad? So think about it. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Fuck it, right? Let it go. Praise God. Follow His understanding. In Jesus' name, we'll always pray for the mind, body, and soul, as we have those watch over us, protect us, strive us. Can't thank you enough. God bless y'all. Nah, nah. Yeah, 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 yeah.